still another area which I've been involved in is molecules in the stellar space. Now, when I started, I proposed that you find stable molecules in the stellar space. If they start another book, I thought they might be there. And I was asked to give a talk about this to the National Astronomy Meeting. People congratulated me, so that's very interesting. We ought to do this. And nobody did it. Mm-hmm. And finally, when I came here about 5 or 6 years later, came to Berkeley, I said, well, I would try to do that. I think people neglecting that. And astronomers all argued strongly against it, saying, well, look, we know the density in the stellar space is just not high enough. Mm-hmm. And the ultraviolet is going to destroy the molecules, and they can't be there. Now, there were some papers which I found about dust clouds, saying, well, nobody had found any hydrogen in the dust clouds. So, well, it was just dust, apparently no gas. Well, why was that? And one paper said, well, you know, possibly it might be hydrogen molecules instead of atoms, and that's why we're not seeing them. But nobody paid attention to that. Nevertheless, that bolstered my thinking that that's very likely the case, and people just aren't seeing these things. So we looked, and there they were, and then suddenly it's become a very important field of astronomy. And the head of the department here, even in the book, he mentioned this, and he told me that it wouldn't work. He had good theoretical reason for it. Now, his reasoning was completely logical in terms of what was assumed about interstellar space.
Yeah, yeah.
But what was assumed, this low density, just wasn't so. Mm-hmm. I think that's rather typical of, discoveries and change. We block out things we think we know, and it's important to do that so we know what direction to look in, but then we close our mind a little too much as to how generally those arguments apply.